I had a fascinating conversation tonight in class. Of course, I am a radio person. I do broadcasting, the podcasts and the radio and everything. In addition to that, I have a job teaching at the university here. And in addition to that, I'm also sort of moonlighting, if you like. I'm also working. This is all official, by the way. Nothing underhand here. I'm also working. In addition to the university and the radio, I teach teachers. I am a teacher, a teacher trainer, and we just sort of do English conversation things, you know. And this is official. It's for the local government. I work in a teacher trainer center, just helping Spanish natives who are teaching English, helping them improve their English. And we had a fascinating conversation tonight about the whole the Roger Moore thing. Because Roger Moore, that sounds very Lancashire, doesn't it? Roger Moore, or Roger Moore, or Sir Roger, of course, is... I was explaining that Roger Moore is an icon of Britishness. He's very posh. But Roger Moore is very... Hello there, sir. Can I help you, sir? Is there a problem, sir? Hello, sir. What time is it, sir? Do you really want to use that bomb, sir? And Roger Moore is very posh, but at the same time, I was trying to explain that he's got a sort of accent like Jeeves, the butler. So he speaks posh, Roger, as does Jeeves, the butler. But at the same time, I think Roger has a sort of English butler accent. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's very different. He speaks very differently from, say, the Prime Minister, who has that sort of Etonian aristocratic accent. I was explaining how even when you're looking at posh people, even within posh, there are different categories of posh. You have the Roger Moore posh, who I think is basically, you know, if you look at Jeeves and Wooster, the TV series from Granada TV with Fry and Laurie in it, you have the Jeeves character. He's very much working class. He's a manservant. He's not very rich, but he's highly educated and he's posh. But he has the sort of the deferential posh accent, like he's trying not to cause offence. He's very meek. Hello, sir. Can I get you a coffee with that, sir? And it's all sort of goes up at the end. At the same time, you've got the Worcester, the very sort of posh, aristocratic, maybe a little bit empty-headed, a bit eccentric accent. Then you've got so many different sort of posh accents. You have the Hugh Grant posh and Ben Bradshaw, the Labour MP. He's got a sort of Hugh Grant accent. That's different again. But if you look at Hugh Grant, or listen to Hugh Grant and Colin Firth is posh. He's Mr. Darcy, for goodness sake. But he's got a totally different accent when he's talking about British justice and everything in Bridget Jones. He's got a totally different accent from Hugh. But they're all posh, but different types of posh. And I've sort of made it my business to, as a hobby, if you like, to sort of study all the differences between all these different accents. So you can have posh within posh. I was trying to explain that I certain words I pronounce differently depending on the situation I'm in. Take the classic one of Sunday. I was explaining I have three different pronunciations. Sometimes I say Sunday, sometimes I say Sunday with a sort of a U, and sometimes I say Sunday, depending on my situation. And if I say Sunday and not Sunday, Spanish people will pull me up over it and say, hang on, that's not how I learned to say the word. And I was explaining that RP, and using the long, not the short, A, for instance. Castle. Master. Rather than castle and master, is part of the whole RP thing, because they're taught to teach English RP over here to the Spanish students. But I made the point, I've never ever heard a Spanish person say master or castle. They all say, at best, they'll say castle or maybe castle with a sort of American accent.